We're going to start the program off today by talking about an event that recently took place on Broad Street, on the 15th Street Bridge to be exact. A number of activists lined the sidewalk there with banners and placards featuring the image of a bulldozer. Why a bulldozer? Well, it's got not so much to do with the bridge, but with the parking lot underneath it. I spoke with Shanna Marola, a photographer and activist, about the site.
This parking lot was established as an African burial ground in the mid-1700s to 1800s it was used, but it was also used as the public gallows. And it's believed that Gabriel Prosser was executed here.
Gabriel Prosser was a Henrico County slave who plotted a slave revolt in the summer of 1800. The plan was to lead the slaves into Richmond, but just as the revolt was to occur, a torrential downpour forced them to postpone. It was during this time that two other slaves notified their master of the plan, who in turn notified the governor, who in turn called out the state militia. Gabriel and 26 other slaves were hanged.
There is a marker for Gabriel on the 15th Street Bridge right above us, but there's no official signs down here for the burial ground. Since they've never dug, they've never had access to it, the archaeologists, they don't know exactly how many people are buried under here. But since Richmond was the second biggest slave trading port outside of New Orleans, it could be the largest municipal African burial ground in the country. Nobody knows for sure.
So what's the deal with this site? Who owns it? Who, if anyone, should be responsible for marking it as a place of historical importance?
The site was owned by a private company in Ohio, and they were renting it out to VCU, and the medical students park here and walk up the hill.
We caught wind of VCU buying the parking lot at 15th and Broad Street, and it was pretty under the table, it seems, so like no one knew about it. We found out about it because there was a flyer on the pay box down here, so it listed the dates when they were going to actually start construction. Then another day when we were down here, we ran into a group of planners from VCU, and we asked them what they were doing, and they willingly told us what was up. They're planning to repave the lot and put more lighting, a security booth, and some sidewalks that lead to up to VCU, and possibly the tunnel that goes between Lumpkin's Jail and the burial ground is going to be utilized for VCU buses so they don't have to cross Broad Street to carry students to different parts of MCV and VCU.
A gravesite parking lot. Somehow I don't think people would stand for paving over any portions of Hollywood Cemetery. If only we had some kind of precedent for this sort of situation, some similar previous occurrence that might help us determine the best course of action.
In New York, they started on construction of a building, and when they dug, they found remains of a slave burial ground. And as soon as they discovered it, they stopped the construction and they started doing some archaeology there, and they had people come in and bless the site, and they had speakers come and they turned it into a memorial. It took a long time. It took, I think, something like 15 years. But the reaction was so different in that as soon as they discovered it, they did, you know, the process was slow, but there was a process.
As it turns out, there's an interesting irony to this whole situation. It might actually further the cause of having the site remembered if VCU were to do more construction than just repaving the lot.
We've learned that they can repave the lot, but if they ever were to build anything on top of it, like a parking deck or another building, they would actually have to break ground, and that would probably be better than just paving the lot, because then we could actually call into motion the excavation of the place and look for artifacts or bodies or telltale signs of the history that we all know happened here.
So what could be done to mark the site?
I know the Slave Trail Commission would like to have a trail that comes from Lumpkin's Jail straight through this tunnel and into the burial ground and do something like a memorial here. We would like to see eventually an educational center, a museum, a memorial, anything that's anything other than a parking lot.
You know, there's a lot of information here, a lot of history that people could learn from, and right now they're not learning anything, and a lot of Richmond does not know about any of this so far. So it's really hard to get the information out there, especially when VCU doesn't seem to work with us.
Yeah, this is part of American history, this grave site, and it should be preserved. You can't do away with some history and keep others.